Chapter 21. Avoid False Incentives. Remember, the primary reason why we find it difficult to quit porn is fear. A few years ago, when I was seriously considering how to quit porn, I had a moment of clarity and understood the thought of quitting porn permanently for the first time. Quitting porn permanently means I can never look at it again, never masturbate to it again, and never use it as a relief for dopamine cravings again, for as long as I live. When I first understood the full weight of that thought, I was very afraid. I was also surprised that I was afraid. I was thinking, how will I get my sexual gratification? If I don't always have girlfriends, how will I get regular sex? Clearly, I needed to resolve the societal brainwashing and false beliefs that I was harboring. Because of fear, the porn user starts to create incentives for quitting. This again is using willpower. I will get a girlfriend, so I don't need porn anymore. This line of thinking puts a goal which we greatly value on the same level as the addiction. By doing this, we elevate porn sessions to be just as meaningful as the romantic relationship that we're looking for. We intend the relationship to be merely a substitute for our porn addiction. How degrading for the person you end up dating. Furthermore, if the task of getting a girlfriend takes longer or ends up being harder than expected, we'll probably compromise with ourselves and reward ourselves with porn when we just get a date, even if it doesn't go well. All these little games are pointless. We must reject porn just for what it is, without attaching other value systems and incentives to it. Because our brains are powerful, our thoughts are clever, and our addiction is deep-rooted, we find it hard to isolate the addiction in our minds. Porn is not the same as sex, relationships, or pleasure. It's a dopamine addiction and dependency. When we can look at porn, see it for all it is, nothing more, nothing less, and fully know that we don't need it, then we can walk away from it. Creating incentives means setting up rewards for yourself if you abstain from porn for a certain period. This appears to be a logical and sensible approach, but it is a misstep. Any self-respecting porn user would rather continue watching porn every day than reward themselves with a gift of lesser value. Creating incentives for abstinence generates a painful situation for the porn user. Not only will they have to abstain from porn, but they're also not likely to enjoy the days without porn either because they've done nothing about their belief that porn is pleasurable. Creating incentives for abstaining from porn simply increase the feeling of the sacrifice the porn user feels and by association, the value of porn to them. Porn again becomes a forbidden fruit, something to attain and sacrifice themselves for. Some examples of false incentives. 1. I'll quit porn to force myself to get a social life and more real sex. 2. I'll quit porn so that magical nofap energy will help me to leap above my competitors and get the partner I want. 3. I'll quit porn so I can commit myself to not wasting my energy and enthusiasm with porn in order to grow hunger in myself. Incentives like these can be effective in getting what you want, but once you do, and the goal has been accomplished, you'll feel deprived of porn again because you never dealt with the value you place on it. Additionally, linking abstinence from porn to an incentive creates doubt in the porn user's mind, because if they don't achieve their incentive, or if it's harder to achieve than expected, they'll start questioning if it's worth it. Quitting porn was only bearable when they connected it with something else they also wanted, usually something to do with getting real sex as opposed to virtual sex. Once that thing is out of reach or is evidently more difficult than expected, they'll come right back to porn because they were never prepared to quit it. Another typical example of false incentives are online abstinence contests. They can help eliminate porn sessions for certain periods of time, but generally fail to help in the long run because 1. Why would you want to quit porn just because others are quitting? It's fine if all porn users in the contest genuinely want to quit at one particular time, but you can't force yourself to quit if you don't really want to. Until they're ready to quit, contests like these will help the porn user abstain for a while but also increases their desire to watch porn because they forget the negative side effects. 2. Dependency on using the willpower method creates situations where porn users try to resist and survive urges. If they give in, there's a sense of failure. Under the willpower method, one of the participants is bound to give up, providing the other participants with the excuse they have been waiting for. It's not their fault. They would have held out, but Fred let them down. Another false incentive is the guru promise. It's true, quitting porn will give you happiness because you'll no longer be engaged in the tug of war, and your brain will begin rewiring as well as regaining impulse controls. However, you will not become a sex god or win the lottery. Generally, no one except you cares in the slightest if you quit porn. If the job offer of 10 months of work for 12 months of salary per year, the risks of cutting down your brain's ability to cope with day-to-day stress and strains, putting yourself at odds with having a reliable erection, and the lifetime of mental and physical torture and slavery didn't stop them, then the few phony incentives above won't make the slightest bit of difference. They'll only make the sacrifice appear worse. Instead, concentrate on the other side. What am I getting out of it? Why do I need to watch porn? Keep looking at the other side of the tug of war and keeping asking yourself, what is porn doing for me? Absolutely nothing. Why do I need it? You don't. You're only punishing yourself. It's Pascal's wager. You have nothing to lose, chances of big rewards, and overwhelmingly favorable odds. Chapter 22. The Easy Way to Quit. This chapter contains instructions regarding the easy way to quit porn. Provided you follow the instructions, you'll find that quitting ranges from relatively easy to actually enjoyable. Provided you follow the instructions, it's easy to stop porn. All you must do is two things. 1. Make the decision that you are never going to watch porn again. 2. Don't mope about it. Rejoice. Why do I need to read the rest of the book then? Why couldn't you have said that in the first place? If this was the message printed on the first page, you probably would have thrown this book in the trash and said, "It's not that simple. Porn is a sinister trap. The main obstacle to quitting isn't the dopamine addiction. Dopamine addiction is certainly a problem, but it's not the primary one. Harboring false beliefs and brainwashing is the main problem. This is why it is absolutely essential to first destroy all the myths and delusions associated with porn, sex, orgasms, and our relationships with those things. Understand your enemies, know their tactics, and you'll easily defeat them. Having spent a substantial part of my life suffering through depression while attempting to quit porn, when I finally escaped, I went straight into freedom without looking back. It was enjoyable even when going through the withdrawal period. The withdrawal period feels more intense when you secretly know this won't be the last time you'll go through it. But when you really believe that porn has no place in your life anymore, when you see that it offers you no value, and all you gain in return for quitting is good things, you can breeze right through the withdrawal period and carry on with joy. Quitting porn was one of the most wonderful things that's happened in my life. My final attempt to quit was different. Like all porn users nowadays, I had been seriously thinking about how to quit. Up to then, whenever I'd failed, I consoled myself with the thought that it would be easier next time. It never occurred to me that I'd would have continued fighting this tug of war for the rest of my life. The thought of being addicted to porn for the rest of my life filled me with horror. Rather than opening up my internet browser subconsciously, I analyzed my feelings and confirmed what I already knew. I wasn't enjoying porn. I started noticing people living in other parts of the world or older people who obviously never had access or technical experience to become addicted to porn. Up until then, I'd always regarded non-porn users as wishy-washy, antisocial, and finicky people. However, when I examined their lives more closely, they appeared to be stronger, more relaxed, and able to enjoy the simple parts of life more. They also appeared to be able to cope with the stresses and strains of life and enjoy social functions more than addicts like me. They certainly had more sparkle and zest in their eyes and body language than I did. I also started talking to ex-porn users, people who were addicted to porn but quit at some point. Until then, I'd always thought they had been forced to quit porn for various health or religious reasons, but secretly wished they could use porn again without problems. A few of them did say, "You get random cravings from time to time, but they are so few or far between they aren't worth bothering about." Most said, "Do I miss it? You must be joking. Life's never been better." Even failures were opportunities of growth for them. They didn't condemn themselves. Instead, they kept moving forward until they were free. Talking to ex-porn users destroyed another myth in my mind. I believe there was a weakness within me, that I just wasn't strong enough to quit, until I realized that every addict goes through this private nightmare. Basically, I said to myself, many people are quitting right now and getting on with their happy lives. I didn't need porn before I started using it, and I remember how much I had to watch before I became addicted. So why do I need to do it now? I didn't enjoy porn anymore. I was just using it to avoid the dopamine withdrawal symptoms and my fear of being deprived of my precious orgasms. Honestly, I resented the entire porn session ritual and didn't want to spend the rest of my life being the slave to this addiction. I said this to myself. Whether you like it or not, you've completed your last porn session. I knew right from that point that I'd never use porn again. I wasn't expecting it to be easy, quite the opposite. I fully believed that I'd signed up for months of depression and spending the rest of my life having the occasional craving for porn. Instead, it was absolute enjoyment right from the start. It took me a long time to work out why it was so easy and why I didn't feel terrible withdrawals like I did during other attempts to quit. The reason is that the dopamine withdrawals aren't as bad as we think they are. It's our doubts, fears, and uncertainty that makes quitting so difficult. The beautiful truth is that it's easy to quit porn. Indecision, fear, and self-pity makes it more difficult, even while still addicted. Porn users can go for relatively long periods at certain times without porn with no problem. It's only when they want it but can't have it that they suffer. This fact exposes the real problem: false belief, brainwashing, and fear, not dopamine addiction. Therefore, the key to making it easy is to make quitting certain and final. Not to hope it works, but to know you've kicked it, having made the decision. Once the decision is made, never doubt or question it. In fact, just the reverse, always rejoice in it. If you are certain you're done with porn for life, it will be easy. But how can you be certain? That's where the rest of the book comes in. There are essential points we must go over to ensure you're completely prepared to walk away from porn forever. To begin, 1. Realize you can achieve it. The only person who can make you watch porn is you. In the end, only you can control your actions and reactions. 2. There's absolutely nothing to lose. You don't lose pleasure, you don't lose a coping mechanism, and you don't lose sexual education. Once addicted, the pleasure is an illusion. You only cope with the cravings you create, and rather than educate, you put pressure on yourself to have a sex life that mimics the outrageous performances you watch online. 3. Rather than miss out on anything, there are enormous positive gains to be made. Better health, more peace, the ability to relax, more time to live your life, and last but not least, you'll enjoy the good times more and be less miserable during the bad. For there is no such thing as just one peak or just one porn session. Pornography addiction is a drug addiction, and just like any drug addiction, it starts a chain reaction which does not end until you end it. 5. Don't see porn as a slightly embarrassing habit, but as a drug addiction. Face the fact that whether you like it or not, if you've tried to quit and failed, you're addicted. It won't go away because you bury your head in the sand. Remember, like all serious addictions, it not only lasts for life, but gets exponentially worse. It won't get any easier to quit tomorrow than it is today. 6. Separate the disease, the neurological addiction, from the mindset of being a porn user. All porn users, if given the opportunity to go back to the time before they became hooked, would gladly take the opportunity. You have that opportunity today. Upon making the final decision to quit, you'll already be an ex-porn user. Once you've made that final decision, you've already achieved your objective. Don't sit around in self-induced misery waiting for the last traces of the brain's dependency on dopamine to dissolve. Get out and enjoy life immediately. Life is marvelous even when you're addicted, and each day you are free is even more amazing. The key to making it easy to quit is to be certain that you'll succeed. The dopamine withdrawal period is a maximum of 3 weeks. If you're in the correct frame of mind, rejoicing at having your life back, you'll find this ridiculously easy to get through. By this stage, if you've opened your mind as requested at the beginning, you'll have already decided you're going to escape. You should now have feelings of excitement, like a dog straining at the leash, unable to wait to break down the Delta Phosphate brain programming which keeps you craving for more porn-induced dopamine. If you have a feeling of doom and gloom, it'll be for one of the following reasons. 1. You don't fully believe that quitting is a good idea. Reread the points above and ask yourself if you believe them to be true. If you still doubt, reread the appropriate sections of the book. 2. You fear failing. Don't worry, just read on and you'll succeed. The whole business of internet porn is in selling illusions of pleasure. Intelligent people fall for illusions and mind tricks when they don't understand them, but once they do, the illusion loses all mystique and becomes uninteresting. 3. You agree with everything but are still miserable. Don't be. Open your eyes. Something marvelous is happening. You're about to escape from the porn prison. It's essential to start with the correct frame of mind. It's marvelous. I'm an ex-porn user. All you have to do is keep yourself in this frame of mind during the withdrawal period. The next few chapters will deal with specific points to enable you to do so. After the withdrawal period, you won't have to remind yourself to think with the correct mindset anymore. You'll do it automatically. The only mystery in your life will be why you didn't see it before. An important warning. 1. Finish the book. This is essential. Even if you are excited, positive, and sure of success right now, you must finish the book. 2. A withdrawal period of up to 3 weeks can cause misunderstandings. First, you may subconsciously feel you have to suffer for 3 weeks. You don't. 3. Avoid the trap of thinking. Somehow, I have to survive for 3 weeks and then I'll be fine. Nothing magic will happen after 3 weeks. You won't suddenly feel completely different. Yes, you'll have more energy, more patience, more joy, less stress, and everything we've talked about that ex-porn users obtain by quitting, but there isn't a magical switch at 3 weeks, 60 days, or 90 days that makes your life totally different than before. For if you go into your attempt to quit porn with a negative mindset, wishing you didn't have to do this, you'll also have a negative mindset about it after 3 weeks are up. Essentially, if you can start right now by saying, "I'm never going to use porn again, isn't it marvelous?" and mean it, after 3 weeks porn cravings will vanish. Whereas if you say, "If only I can survive these 3 weeks without porn," and mean it, you'll be thirsting like a man lost in the Sahara for just one more peek at your favorite porn site when the 3 weeks are up. Think of it this way. Your brain wants to maintain the status quo. If you are under the belief that you are losing something good when quitting porn, you will obviously feel horrible. It's impossible to force yourself to do something completely willingly if your brain doesn't believe it's the right thing to do. This is why it's important to go through the trouble of completely removing the illusion that pornography gives you. That's how you know you're sacrificing nothing. It takes zero willpower to quit doing something you don't find any benefit or value in doing.